You're listening to New Technia. TSMC is spending $265 billion on US I.I. chips. Its hardest problem may be finding enough builders. TSMC says AI chip demand remains strong enough to justify a record expansion in Arizona. Money and customers are available, but construction labor, specialist skills, and the complexity of duplicating Taiwan's chip ecosystem may determine how quickly the factories actually arrive. TSMC can secure customers, raise money, and order some of the most sophisticated machines ever built. Its latest challenge is more ordinary and more difficult to solve quickly: finding enough people to construct a vast new chip-making ecosystem in the Arizona desert. The 30-second summary. TSMC says AI chip demand remains strong enough to justify a record expansion in Arizona. Money and customers are available, but construction labor, specialist skills, and the complexity of duplicating Taiwan's chip ecosystem may determine how quickly the factories actually arrive. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The Taiwanese manufacturer said its total planned U.S. investment has reached $265 billion after a further $100 billion commitment. The scale reflects confidence that demand for artificial intelligence chips will remain strong for years. Yet Chief Financial Officer Wendell Huang identified a shortage of construction workers among the physical constraints facing the project. The company behind the AI boom. TSMC manufactures advanced processors designed by companies such as NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, and other technology groups. It does not usually sell consumer products under its own name, but its fabrication plants turn chip designs into the silicon used in AI accelerators, phones, computers, and data centers. That makes TSMC one of the most important pressure points in the AI economy. A model developer can obtain funding and reserve electricity, but it cannot deploy new computing clusters without enough advanced processors and packaging capacity. TSMC reported record second quarter profit and raised its 2026 capital spending forecast to as much as $64 billion. Executives describe AI demand as a multi-year trend rather than a short surge. The company is nevertheless trying to expand without building so much capacity that a future slowdown leaves expensive factories underused. What $265 billion is supposed to build? The Arizona plan goes well beyond a single factory. TSMC is developing a cluster that includes multiple semiconductor fabrication plants, advanced packaging facilities, and a research and development center. Its first Arizona fab is already operating, while further facilities are under construction or planned. The expansion is strategically important for the United States because the most advanced chip production remains concentrated in Taiwan. Building more capacity in Arizona could reduce exposure to disruption in East Asia and place manufacturing closer to major American customers. It does not make the supply chain fully domestic. Leading-edge production relies on lithography systems, chemicals, gases, precision components, packaging equipment, and specialized expertise sourced from many countries. A fab in Arizona is one piece of a global network, not an independent national chip industry. Why a chip factory is unusually difficult to build. A leading semiconductor fab is not a conventional warehouse. Clean rooms must control particles that are invisible to the human eye. Floors, utilities, and foundations must isolate equipment from vibration. The plant needs enormous and stable supplies of power, water, and ultra-pure gases, along with systems that can safely handle hazardous chemicals. Once the structure exists, teams must install and calibrate equipment worth billions of dollars. A small error can reduce yield, meaning fewer usable chips emerge from every wafer. Experienced construction crews and technicians therefore matter as much as capital. TASMC has previously trained American employees in Taiwan and brought Taiwanese expertise to Arizona. Scaling that approach across a much larger cluster takes time, while housing, transport, and supporting suppliers must grow around the site. The political promise and the industrial reality. U.S. political leaders present the investment as evidence that advanced manufacturing can return to America. It could create tens of thousands of construction roles and high-skilled permanent jobs, while giving domestic AI companies a geographically closer source of chips. But an announced investment is not the same as completed production. The timeline can be affected by permits, labor availability, equipment delivery, qualification tests, and customer demand. The new factories must also compete economically with TSMC's operations in Taiwan, where research, suppliers, and manufacturing experience have accumulated over decades. TSMC continues to expand heavily in Taiwan, including plans for 13 advanced fabs. The company argues that keeping research and leading manufacturing close together remains essential. Arizona is becoming a second major center, not a replacement for its home base. Could the AI boom slow before the factories are ready? The expansion assumes that companies will continue spending heavily on AI infrastructure. That forecast may prove correct, but the industry has not yet demonstrated that every planned data center can produce sustainable returns. TSMC shares recently fell even after strong results, reflecting broader investor concern about the pace and profitability of AI spending. Factories also take years to complete. A facility approved during a period of scarcity may begin production under very different market conditions. TSMC can adjust schedules and equipment installation, but it cannot make a multi-billion-dollar fab flexible in the same way as a software project. The bigger lesson. AI is often described as weightless software, but its growth depends on physical systems, mines, power plants, transmission lines, cooling equipment, factories, and people with specialized skills. TSMC's Arizona expansion makes that dependency visible. The striking number is $265 billion. The more important question is whether the surrounding workforce and supplier base can grow quickly enough to turn that money into reliable chip production. If construction labor becomes the bottleneck, the next phase of the AI race may be decided as much by electricians, pipe fitters, and technicians as by model researchers. Before we overstate the result, money and customers are available, but construction labor, specialist skills, and the complexity of duplicating Taiwan's chip ecosystem may determine how quickly the factories actually arrive. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.